Welcome back to the podcast, guys, and today we're going to be talking about manufacturer warranties and a little secret that you might not know. So we all know that when you purchase watches that you're given a purchase warranty, you're given a sales warranty. Some companies will have either 2 years, some companies have 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and some even have 7 years warranty cycle. For the most part, if you purchase a watch, these are what we would call a purchase warranty. We call it a purchase warranty because you just purchased the watch and the manufacturers or the brands will cover you with a warranty for X amount of years. Now, for the most part, there are some companies like Raymond Weil that have 2 year warranties and then you sign up online for a third year, right? There are other companies that have 5 year warranties like Rolex for their in-house movements. You have Breitling as well. Breitling was one of the first companies actually to start off with a 5 year warranty. You have other companies that give you a 2 year service warranty. So all these warranties are great because it covers you for the most part. Now, what it doesn't cover you for are impact damages, so you gotta be careful about that. But one thing you don't know is that there are some companies that actually will verbally and will publicly, officially announce that they have XYZ or X amount of years for warranty, but behind the scenes, they will actually offer an additional year. Okay, so I'm gonna repeat that again. Some companies will offer you a 2 year warranty, right? But there is a unofficial third year that you do not know about. Okay, for the most part, the industry knows this. A lot of the other watchmakers and a lot of these other watch brands know this as well. It's kind of this thing with different brands in the industry where the manufacturers all have this unspoken rule. Now, it's not every single manufacturer that has this, so just be careful not to go in and start demanding a manufacturer warranty to be extended. But for the most part, there are a lot of brands out there that really, really have this unspoken rule. And they have this rule and this concept because they would rather surprise you rather than let you guys know that. So there are a lot of instances where, let's say you have a watch that you need service and you just happen to be a couple months out of your warranty, your 2 year warranty, purchase warranty, and you bring it in and you're kind of like, is there any way we can kind of, you know, get this covered under the warranty? And they will at this point say they'll take it in, and when they bring it in, they have this unspoken rule that, look, if it's a couple months out, or if it's a year out from the 2 year official warranty, then we'll just cover it and we'll just give it to the customer. So that way you're more likely to be appreciative, grateful, and understanding, and actually very, very appreciative of the brand itself to extend that courtesy to you. Okay, so a lot of these brands actually have that. Now, for example, I'll just give you a perfect example. If you bought a watch in 2015 and the purchase warranty is 2 years and it's 2017, and let's say you bring your watch in on 2018 and let's say you say, look, you know, I bought the watch in 2015 and, you know, I need a full service and yada, 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 yada. And they look you up in the system and you're clearly out of the 2 year warranty from 2017, but you're still within the third year. Okay. For the most part, it's certain brands, and I can't tell you which brands. Okay. Certain brands will actually say, all right, it'll be free of charge. So they'll extend it to you as a courtesy and they'll say, look, we'll cover it. And at that rate, most customers are always appreciative at that point. And the reason why it's unspoken, okay, the reason why it's unspoken is because they would rather surprise you guys. They would not rather be advertised because they don't always follow that, but that is an option, which is why I want you guys to know. It is an option for the most part. A lot of customers bring their watches in. For the most part, if you're the average customer, then they will be more inclined to extend that last year to you free of charge. And I've just looked it up and I don't really see many people talking about it. I don't see manufacturers talking about it. And I guess that's one of the reasons why it's unspoken, right? So for the most part, hopefully you guys take this and you guys kind of run with it. And you know, you can kind of tell your friends or whatnot, but that is a secret, and hopefully you guys will kind of. And the worst part is that I can't tell you the brands because I'm just not allowed to, and for the most part, if I do say it, I'll get in trouble, and yada 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 yada. But for the most part, I think you guys will kind of get it yourselves, and hopefully you guys kind of internalize this information and remember that. Maybe you guys shouldn't even be telling your friends. I don't know, but it is a good secret to understand and good secret to know that if you guys do purchase a watch, that outside of the normal warranty period they give you, sometimes there's an extra year. Okay, so other than that, hopefully I kept it kept it nice and simple. And hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. If you guys haven't checked out the book yet, geez, man, it's been like 2-3 years already. So if you guys haven't picked up the book, 100 plus no BS watch tips, man, do yourself a favor and check that shit out. If you guys like my podcast, if you guys like the post I put up on, you know, Instagram or whatnot, I would definitely check it out. If you guys did not know, actually, I did have a course I just had one of the courses that just went live, overhauling the 2892. So if you're into watchmaking and you're into, like, you know, dabbling and you want to learn watchmaking the no bullshit way, however you guys want to learn it, if you guys want to learn through the YouTube, up to you guys. But if you want some clear, concise, straightforward, awesome freaking video shots, check out nobswatchmaking.com, okay? Not nobswatchmaker.com, nobswatchmaking.com. And you guys will see the course for the 2892 live, okay? For the most part, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode about the manufacturer warranties and stuff like that. I just figured that's an awesome secret to give out to you guys. And other than that, hope you guys have a great day and take care.